Saturday, 24 week, ordinary time 2. The first reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 35 to 37 and 42 to 49. Brothers and sisters, someone may say, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come back? You fool. What you sow is not brought to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that it should be, but a bare kernel of wheat, perhaps, or of some other kind. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown corruptible, it is raised incorruptible. It is sown dishonorable, it is raised glorious. It is sown weak, it is raised powerful. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual one. So too it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. But the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. But the spiritual were not first, rather the natural and then the spiritual. The first man will form the earth earthly, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly one, so also are the earthly. And as is the heavenly one, so also are the heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthly one, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly one. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 4 to 15. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another, journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and were trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on the rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on the good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, whoever had ears to hear ought to hear. Then his disciples asked him, what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, doubtless of the mystery of the kingdom of God had been granted to you. But to the rest they are made known to parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time, and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasure of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart, and bear fruit to perseverance. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the seed and the resurrection. When looking at a seed, many of us do not know what seed of the tree is it. When it begins to have a leaf, we can get it easier. When it begins to bloom and bear fruit, it is also clear that we do not have to guess. Similarly, when looking at a fetus in a mother's womb through a machine, we are unable to guess who does the child look like. When the child is born, we can see the child look like someone in the family, but we are unable to get what the child's life shall be until he becomes a mature man. Today's reading talk about the differences. In the first reading, St. Paul compared human death as a seed sowing on the earth. How can people know what it shall turn out when it is resurrected in God's glorious heaven? In the Gospel, Jesus compared the God's word as seeds sown by a farmer. They can turn out differently depending on the land which they fall in. They could be eaten by birds of the air, or thrown up a little and died, or thrown up and never bore fruit, or bore many fruits depending on the fertile land. Second analysis. Third, the reading. What shall human body be after the resurrection? Though St. Paul and other apostles saw the resurrected Christ, they could generally describe what does he look like, but could not describe in detail, because they did not live in that body. In today's passage, St. Paul used his faith, idea, and human language to describe the things which are very hard to describe. His answer had three main things as follows. First, as a seed sowing on the earth, it must die before it can grow. The body, when it grows up, is very different with the seed when it is sown. Though their bodies are different, the substance is the same, so it can be differentiated with other seeds. Similarly, a human body must die before it can be resurrected. The resurrected body is very different with the natural body, but the substance is the same, so that one could recognize that it is the same person and can be differentiated with others. Second point, the resurrected body is different with the natural body in four points. First, the natural body shall be destroyed, but the resurrected body shall never be destroyed. Second, the natural body is lowly, while the resurrected body is glorious. Saint Paul might want to say that all human senses and passions of the natural body make people vulnerable for sin. The glorious body shall not be vulnerable for sin. Third, the natural body is weak, while the resurrected body is powerful. Saint Paul might think about the physical strength here. So long as people live in their human body, they are susceptible by all kinds of sickness and the environmental conditions. The resurrected body shall not be susceptible by sickness or influenced by the environmental conditions. Fourth, the natural body had the human spirit, while the resurrected body had the divine or Holy Spirit. Saint Paul might want to emphasize on the lasting of the divine spirit because the natural body can help the divine spirit in this life, but one is not able to always live according to it because he is influenced by passion. Once he no longer has passion, he shall completely live according to the Holy Spirit. The third point. Human being is the combination of both human and divine spirit. Saint Paul used two events. The creation event when God created Adam, the first human person, and the incarnation event of Jesus to reason about the resurrected body as follows. The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. But the spiritual were not first, rather the natural and then the spiritual. The first man will form the earthly. The second man from heaven. As was the earthly one, so also are the earthly, and as is the heavenly one, so also are the heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthly one, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly one. Second, the gospel. God's word is compared as a seed sowing on the earth. Jesus used the parable to teach people what duty they must have when hearing the words of God. He said, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and were trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for a lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorn grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on a good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. His disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Lawless of the mystery of the kingdom of God had been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This answer is difficult to understand. It means that the mysteries of the kingdom of God can only be understood by some chosen people? Assert God shall never do that. And the purpose of this parable emphasizes the duty which each one must have when hearing God's word. It is not necessary that whoever have eyes, they shall see. There are many things which happen before their eyes, and they still do not see them. The reason might be that they do not want to see or to pay attention to them. It is not necessary that whoever have ears, they shall understand. How many parishioners understand their pastor's sermon weekly? They do not understand because they do not pay attention or zeal their mind to follow what their pastor explained. And Jesus explained the parable for his disciples as follows. The seed is God's word. First, though on the path are the ones who help her, but the devil come and take away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. They are those whom we have just mentioned. They listen, but do not understand. Second, though on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of trial. They forget they must put God's word into practice so that their faith shall be firm and can confound with all obstacles of their life. Third, the seed that fell among thorns, they are the one who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by anxiety and riches and pleasure of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. They stubbornly do the things which Jesus forewarned. You cannot serve both God and mammon. And lastly, the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the one who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit to perseverance. Application in life. Though we do not completely know what shall happen for the dead, but we know one certain thing, that the dead shall be resurrected. Once resurrected, we shall no longer have to die. We shall be strong and powerful, oriented to God, always live by the Spirit, Holy Spirit guidance, and not to be affected by lowly passion. For God's word to benefit us, we must repair our mind before hearing God's word. Meditate it day and night and put it into practice so that our faith can be firm every day. A strong faith shall help us to courageously overcome all obstacles in life and to be ready to witness for God by our words and deeds. Amen.